This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Sage Smiley. Many residents in the lower Kuskokwim River community of Akiak are still relying on personal and backup generators to provide power, a week after mechanical issues halted operations at the community's power plant. A mechanic with Northern Generation and Power was en route to the community on Sunday, according to Akiak Mayor Alenka Jones. The contractor has worked on the community's power system in the past. Around three-quarters of the 450-person community is using personal generators, with fuel selling for more than $7 per gallon. Jones says the city is focused on efforts to get the power plant up and running in the coming days.
I know people are concerned about how they're going to be buying more fuel. Right now, the city is concentrating on all the finances that support the generators.
Jones says the city's water plant and school are on generator power and remain operational, and that the school has provided access to its library for residents to charge phones and stay warm as temperatures dip. She says she's not received reports of significant losses of subsistence foods due to the power outage. Meanwhile, roughly 100 miles west in the Nelson Island community of Maktarvik, power was finally restored on Friday following a two-week outage at that community's power plant. According to Tribal Administrator Calvin Tom, the work was completed by the same contractor currently assisting Akiak and relied on additional assistance from a state-owned corporation that provides support for rural energy needs and has worked with both communities.
We've been out of power for 2 weeks. AEA, Alaska Energy Authority, got involved and they loaned us an engine that they had, that fixed our generator.
Tom says he thinks around a quarter of the community's roughly 300 residents had access to personal generators during the outage. He says several people reported losing as much as half of their subsistence foods harvested over the summer due to the outage. Despite the challenges, Tom says the community did find a way to keep power turned on for some of the community's most vulnerable residents.
So we had smaller generators that were powering the water plant, school, clinic, and then I noticed that it was underloaded. So we got the elders hooked up and they've been on power for a week until we got the new generator in.
With Maktagvik's main generator back online, Tom says upgrades to a smaller pair of generators needed to power additional infrastructure planned for the community have become a priority. Bethel police say trespassers entered a private property near the highway and burned a pride flag displayed there sometime on Wednesday. Police are seeking more information about the incident. The flag was burned by trespassers on private property near the intersection of Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway and Salmonberry Street, according to a press release posted on social media. Police say they continue to investigate the incident. Anyone with information can contact the Bethel Police Department at 907-543-3781. In other statewide news, bears in Katmai National Park and Preserve have spent months bulking up, and right now people from around the world are voting for their favorite to be the chubby champion of Fat Bear Week. As Alaska Public Media's Ava White reports, these big bears have some even bigger fans.
Olivia Broncho got the notification while writing an essay at her college in Rome, Italy. The alert said, time to be real. She had 2 minutes to snap a dual camera photo, front and back simultaneously, to share with her friends on the social app.
I was feeling kind of homesick, so I was looking at the Fat Bear Week live cam, and the notification went off. I was like, I need to show my friends on Be Real, the fat bears.
It resulted in a selfie and a photo of a burly brown bear in the water, captioned, in all caps, look how fat the bears are, I'm so homesick. She grew up in Anchorage, but has lived abroad since graduating high school in 2021. Each year, she follows Fat Bear Week from over 5,000 miles away because it reminds her of home. She's one of over a million people from around the globe who turn into Alaska's widely popular Fat Bear Week every fall, celebrating how chubby the bears have gotten in preparation for months of hibernation. 12 bears entered this year's bracket, and voters will determine which is the fattest of them all. But Broncho actually doesn't vote on the bears because she can't pick a favorite.
I don't have a bracket because I feel like it's a disservice to the fatness of the other bear, so I never vote. I am just happy that the bears are being fed.
Katmai bears feast on the world's largest sockeye salmon run, and it's how they pack on hundreds of pounds each summer. Broncho says, as an Alaskan, the competition gives her a sense of pride.
It unites us as a state, gives us something to rally behind.
But it's not just Alaskans who have their eyes hooked on the bears. Robin Keegan is an elementary school reading specialist in Richmond, Virginia, who has followed Fat Bear Week for about 5 years. Her school is celebrating in a few weeks, and they'll go all out, with students measuring themselves beside a life-size brown bear cutout and playing cornhole. But instead of bean bags, they'll use stuffed salmon.
Every day, I announce over the intercom who won the fat bear thing, and they cheer. You can hear them all cheering when the bears win, and the teachers run the explore.org website in the morning and in the evening before they go home so they can see them.
She even started a Facebook group called Fat Bear Week for Educators as a hub for teachers to share educational activities and resources centered around the competition. The group has over 900 members who exchange creative ways to bring bears into their classrooms. Keegan says students love it. At her school, the competition is also an opportunity for the kids to learn about the differences between their state's smaller black bears and Katmai's massive brown bears, and it helps them make a connection to the larger world around them.
I work in a population where our students have limited access to those outdoor spaces. And for them to like imagine that there's these spaces that are open where things are allowed to be wild is fascinating to watch them realize that, that they exist not in a zoo, but in this space.
Keegan is a finalist for a grant for teachers to learn and travel. She wrote her proposal to visit Katmai, which is on her bucket list. It's also on the bucket list of Jeff Hartley, who works at a church in northwestern Arkansas. Hartley came across Fat Bear Week on social media almost 10 years ago and has been a devoted follower of the event since. Here he is by Zoom. He's wearing a Fat Bear Week hat and a t-shirt and says he has a couple more in his closet.
Bears, especially the brown bears up there, are just awesome to me. That hit my algorithm, and I just started joining as every fat bear group that I could find on Facebook.
Each year, Hartley says he prints the bracket and passes them out to his congregation to fill out. Whoever has the most accurate bracket wins a bear-themed prize. Once, it was a gift card to a local restaurant called the Black Bear Diner. He says the fans of Fat Bear Week are a community.
It's a place to get together with people all over the world, different backgrounds. But we all love fat bears. We all love rooting for the bears, cheering them on. We mourn when the bears pass away or if they don't show up. And we get invested in these bears.
Hartley says he's rooting for 32 Chunk. He's one of the largest bears at Brooks River, weighing in at 1,200 pounds plus. He is described by the park as a determined and adaptable bear. Chunk was also last year's runner-up, but Hartley thinks this could be his year.
The real edge that he has is now he's got the story. He came to the falls with a broken jaw and beat the odds and still wound up being not just fattening up enough to hibernate, but being one of the dominant boars.
There are still a few days left in the competition and there can only be one weighty winner. So make sure you vote online at explore.org before polls close on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Alaska time. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White.
This is KYUK News. I'm Sage Smiley. Bayana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yochtun Ganam Chit coming up.